You're ready?
Podcast!
Hello everyone and welcome to Connie's Podcast!
Yay!
So, I'm Pao. My Twitter handle is iconpigfix.
I'm Dane. My Twitter handle is iconfastfiction.
Ayaw magsalata ni PD.
PD Nim,
she's
here
somewhere. She's here.
In a supporting capacity. Like.
Yes. She's shy.
I'm shy.
We have actually an extra special guest. All the way from...
Not Manila.
Not Manila.
Outside Manila.
Outside Manila. We're actually recording this in Osaka because we are here to watch their concert
later.
In a couple of hours. So we thought we'd record.
This is our pre-concert. Yeah. Warm up.
Yeah. And since we have a very special guest traveling with us.
Traveling?
Yes.
More like kidnapped.
That's
I'm a hostage.
So we thought we'd invite her to our episode. So everyone, our 12 listeners.
We have more.
Welcome our guest for this episode. Gorgie!
Yay!
Hi everybody!
Backstory is we've been friends outside of like K-pop. And so she is not an icon fan. She's not an icon name. But she has other interests that are related. Mm-hmm. And so Gorgie, may we ask what your K-culture origin story is? How
Where
did you get started?
I like K-pop through soundtracks, basically. Ooh. Or like, if the choreo was really nice. Like, Shiny Replay was the first ever video I saw.
Wait, why didn't I know this? Or maybe I forgot.
Nim was the person who showed it to me.
I did!
I think.
It wasn't even me! Years ago, I bet.
I know, a long time ago. Yeah. And then, yeah, I usually get into K-pop when the choreo was really nice. So... That's basically the background. Yes.
See, so
nice
that
choreos
just that proves
is her Waterloo.
Yeah, and our hidden agenda for this episode is to turn her into an iconic. And so this is giving us good reason to do that because you know you like
do they even
choreo
dance?
Oh my gosh!
Oh, burn!
Or do that is such an on the stage.
Oh my god.
Please don't send them hate mail. She doesn't also have a stan Twitter, so
she doesn't know what she's saying.
I'm here to rock the boat. They don't know what they went into when they told me to guest. Now they're regretting it.
Well, okay, you might not be an iconic yet, but I do know for a fact that you have a very serious, long-standing ship.
With?
Well, not with you, but like, I know that you ship Daragon.
Oh my gosh! Now all your 12 listeners know that I ship G and Dara.
And
yeah.
So how did that get started?
It will happen. It will happen. Right, Pao?
Yes, it will happen.
We just have to believe. We just have to wait for him to come out of military. And then it will happen. They'll reunite and they'll get married in 3 years.
I love it. Hard stand.
Ay, right? Yung may timeline.
May timeline. So, like, may goal.
It's really gonna
Gorgie
happen.
Gorgie is very goal-oriented. So, you're a Daragon shipper, but I also know for a fact that you also stan a new boy group. And you're an early fan of this group.
Fourth gen.
Bordering fourth gen. So, do you want to tell us who you stan?
Yeah,
and explain yourself.
Explain myself. You know, these things, they start in secret, right? It starts in secret. You don't know it's happening to you before you know it.
So it's like you're the last person
to know
that you are actually,
that you're actually a stan.
Exactly.
Okay.
I don't know what stage I am in yet, but I watch fan cams. So what does that mean? I don't know.
And you have a bias.
I have a bias.
Oh my god.
So you have a bias wrecker.
I don't even know what will wreck my bias.
Oh.
I don't know.
You
I
will
know.
Know in the future.
You will know.
Okay.
Yes. And so why are you afraid to share?
Yeah. So let me tell you the story. Yeah. My origin of stanning. Actually, I was watching this drama, Her Private Life, which is about stanning, right?
Yeah.
I think about it. And I couldn't move on from that drama. So I didn't want to go into another drama or invest. So I watched Produce X 101. I don't know why I was in the mood to watch it. And then I started watching it, and then I was so entertained by these guys crying on TV about their dreams, about their aspirations. So I'm like, okay, this is such a cathartic experience for me. Like, it's such a stress reliever. So it was so much fun. Then before you know it, I started rooting for the guys. Like, I'm in it for their journey. Oh, diba? I'm gonna cry now. Yeah. I got invested in their storylines, their own narratives. And then, wala, by the end of it, I was already a fan.
And who is your bias?
I mean, you don't even know who are the members gonna be, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you just root for them. And then, when the final 11 came out, I was rooting for Cho Sung-yoon. I forgot his name. But he's the all-rounder. He's the best. And he's so sexy.
Spoken like a true stan.
Mm. Yes. You figure who you're obsessing over when you watch the fan cams. That's when I figured na parang, I'm in this already, because I was like watching fan cams na of the same performance. What the heck? Right? I mean, that's not right.
It's funny that you're realizing that now, but like, I think we realized that like, I don't know, several fandoms ago. You know, like,
really?
Watching fan cams, like, that's a thing.
Yeah, that's the,
you've really entered into
but
the dark side
thing.
Of stan. It's a new thing to you.
Yeah, to you.
But like, it's a new thing to every new stan. But like that.
Back in Super Junior times, like, there were no fan cams, right?
But that's because technology.
I would say in the last 5 years. Maybe more.
And it's like professional fan cams. Like,
it's gotten so much better.
As in from the production.
Yes. Mm. I think like Mnet does that.
Yeah, Mnet does that.
Like a focus. Mm.
And they provide so much content for me. I'm so happy. Thank goodness. Mnet, even if you have controversies, thank you for seeing to my needs. Even if yun yung totoong top 11, okay lang.
Yes. Shade. I love it.
Never know, but it works for me. That's my K-pop story. X1 won it.
Oh, wow. That's a really interesting story, because like when you were telling your story, it like took me back to when we started standing icon. It's true. You don't even know why you started watching, and then you're like rooting for them.
See, I told you, it's the same, right?
Yeah, that sounds
same. And then
reality shows are really, you know, an anchor to.
Yeah,
it's a hook.
Like, yeah, like
to
really
your emotions.
And then once you get invested,
like for me personally, I wouldn't get invested in a group that I just discovered out of the blue. Like EXO, I never got into EXO because it's like, okay, so these dancing guys, sexy guys. So okay, but when you get invested, like this person, his mom loves him. This person, he quit taekwondo so that he can pursue his idol dreams. This guy, he already debuted 2-3 times, but he's still joining this contest as a last hurrah. Mga ganyan. So there's a narrative, diba? And you get invested. It's more than, you know, the song. Kaya kahit pangit yung debut song nila.
I love that you're an honest stan.
Yeah.
And just like judging from your story, I think you're in deeper than you think.
I think let's stop this.
As so, we move on.
Yeah. And stop
talk
this.
About the boy band that we are supposed to talk about.
But don't you feel like that with Icon? You saw their reality show too, right?
Yeah, super.
Yeah.
That's why. Like,
exactly.
Every time you story, I'm like, that's how I was with Icon.
So to that point, you want to know how much do you know about Icon?
Okay. How much I know.
How much,
how much do you know about
it? It doesn't seem like a lot, but let's just confirm.
I know. Dane is bringing a doll with a chicken nugget attached to it. Does that
it's
count?
It's a drumstick.
It's a chicken nugget. That is the extent of my knowledge. And someone who's named Junho. That's it.
Oh my god.
I'm really starting from scratch, as in.
That's okay, good. There's hope for you. saying that. Junho is a good place to start. So, let me just say that.
That's actually a very good prelude to what's about to happen.
This to you.
Yeah, to Gorgie. Yeah. As we move forward in our podcast. We're actually calling this episode Lost in Translacon.
Translacon.
So we're going to play a game because we're always fun with games. Mm-hmm. And I think since Gorgie, like what she said, she doesn't have much knowledge about the Icon members. So, we will play some mini-games.
Yes. And the first one is like a short round where Gorgie guesses our biases.
So, the bias of Ibi Nim, the bias of Dane, and my bias.
Yeah. As Gorgie mentioned, she only knows maybe their names, the names of who our biases are. Like, you call mine Junho, that's fine. but you don't know what they look like.
I don't know what they look like.
Yes. And so, PD Nim is showing you group photos of them right now. And based on those photos, you will match the name of the bias to
the person. Bias first.
And, so tell us, so you can choose who to start with, like whose bias to start guessing on.
Okay, let's start with Junho.
Thanks a lot for that.
Who looks like a Junho?
Who looks like a Junho? And explain your reason.
If we think about it, PD Nim's bias is the easiest. Just pick the one who looks youngest.
Is there a backstory to that?
Would you care to explain?
Or
is that open to interpretation?
Oh, but I have to make a disclaimer because in episode 7 and 8, I said my bias wrecker is the youngest. So you are potentially
in the right direction.
Yeah. Sort of, but in essence, the real youngest one is
not
my
bias.
He's my bias wrecker.
Yes.
So based on the pictures. So,
what is a bias wrecker?
Like you really have your bias, but there's this one person that sometimes,
or maybe two or three,
changes the ranking.
That's who changes the ranking.
Yeah. Like
who takes the top spot.
Like temporarily
kicks
off the bias.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like there are moments wherein that person kicks off your bias.
When you swerve lanes.
When you
swerve. Yeah. I'm swerving.
Okay. So let's choose your bias wrecker. Because
bias checker.
Okay.
Bias checker and then bias.
I love it.
So the youngest looking is.
Can you describe what you're seeing?
Who looks like a child?
Just so you know, Gorgie is guessing the bias wrecker and the bias of PD Nim.
And PD Nim, what photo are you showing?
Oh yeah, I'm showing her four photos. The first one is really the welcome back album photo.
Okay.
And then the rest are actually the 2018 pictures during love scenario, return, continue era.
Okay, so we'll put them in the show notes.
Yeah.
In fairness to you, you really didn't give a clue. Like, okay, I'm gonna do this.
Okay.
Bias breaker is this guy. And then I will choose bias this guy.
Really?
So
I'm so curious.
I'm so
We can't wait. We can't see because then she has.
Ah, you should know the names. Okay. See. Oh my god, I have to memorize everything.
So you have to memorize.
Yeah. I should have reacted that it was wrong.
It's wrong.
No, it's okay. My bias record is based on who's youngest looking.
So
how about my bias? Like, what's your criteria? Like, he looks.
Snobby.
Okay.
So I'm looking at their debut.
Yeah, she's looking particularly at the welcome back.
When they started, that's when you you get the feel.
Who else could, I mean that's a good way to start.
Yeah.
Okay.
How about
Dane? Let's go with Dane.
Who looks like a Junho?
Junho.
Who looks like the one carrying a chicken nugget? This this guy looks a lot like Dio. But mm-hmm. I'm guessing Dane won't pick that one.
Mm-hmm.
And Dane likes guys with strong noses. So this guy is out. I will pick.
Oh my god!
I'm so scared.
I will pick this one.
Mm-hmm. Thinking him is like holding her laughter.
Go.
This one, nose.
Okay, based on the nose.
Based on the nose.
So apparently, PD Nim likes snobbish guys. They like strong noses.
Strong noses.
I mean, I have told you that before.
Yeah.
Oh, so
yeah.
Where you're coming from.
Yeah.
I'm avoiding the guy who looks like Dio.
Who looks like Dio? I'm so curious.
I think it's the hair.
This one. It's the eyes.
I know who you're saying.
Yes,
I know
big
who you're saying. I totally know who you're saying.
And then Pao is the hardest because I listened to the early podcasts. At least the first 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
And she has 3, right?
Sometimes
so there's
four,
some bias before. Four.
Sometimes 5.
That's everybody! So, senior Iowa. This one?
That's a good name. Right?
Process of elimination. A hit, Pao?
Of who my bias is.
What kind of guys do you like?
What kind of guys do you like?
Talent. Pero ang hirap naman.
Oh, who looks like the one who has talent?
Yes, talent. This one! Because he's here!
What does that mean?
He's not he here based on his looks.
So, RG.
Talent. Talent is his charm.
Oh my god, there will be a lot of people who will be so triggered.
So you know guys, I don't have an account.
Trigger warning. Trigger warning.
Which era?
Welcome back. She's really look at the welcome back album.
Because you know, like after 2-3 years of promoting, you kind of get a sheen, you become more sophisticated.
Yeah, that's true. That is very true.
But then, since you like them from the beginning, then
Okay.
So who's the one with talent?
I'm looking at your dolls right now. My gosh, not the same outfit. Oh my gosh, okay, I have a clue. So this one, she likes this guy.
Mm-hmm.
The one with very, Asian eyes. As in, he looks really,
Okay.
He would look like he have happy eyes.
I know.
I think he would, if he smiles, he would have happy eyes.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. Okay
na? So yun yung bias. Kasi ang daming bias breaker. Mukha naman. Lahat naman sila.
Okay, go
so,
PD name. What are the
I can say the names na, no? It won't jeopardize our other games. Right?
Yes.
Yes.
So, suspected bias record, the youngest, is Donghyuk.
Donghyuk.
Who is the second youngest?
Technically, yeah. It's pretty close.
Yeah. Who is the second youngest?
Okay.
So the youngest guy.
So you're wrong.
Yeah, so you're wrong. Okay, so my bias record already Yagit Chanu, but this is Chanu. This is the youngest. So siya yung bias record ko.
Really?
Yeah, so this is my bias record. And then.
That red's your bias?
Yeah, wait lang. Kasi wait lang. Iba rin kasi yung bias na iniisip mo.
Oh, so, yes.
So ang pinili niya, the one who looks snobbish, ang tinuro niya, si Jinwan. Who looks snobbish?
Yeah, that's true.
In that picture.
Actually, you kind of look alike right now.
Ah, really? Well, I'm trying to
change.
But anyway, so the one who looks also snobbish, I guess, from this picture, is si Hanbin, si B.I. Who's this guy?
Okay. So,
this
wait. This is your bias.
Yeah.
And your bias breaker is
this
guy.
Yeah, this guy.
Fun fact, Gorgie thought Hanbin and B.I. We're two different people.
For earlier, before we recorded this episode, she already guessed that she thinks that this is the leader. So I thought you're already close to like thinking that
that's
guy. My bias.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Because B.I. is the leader. So that's on my end.
So he's your bias, and your bias.
So my bias. Chanu. Yes, it's Chanu.
Yes, right.
And then
oh, you're knowing.
For Dean.
So the June
that's a Dean. Gorgie's criterion is the nose,
strong nose,
which is understandably obviously his handbin. Yeah, Bi is really known for his strong nose. Yeah.
He's like in my top three.
Top three. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
for a long time, like
okay.
Yeah.
So
and Bob.
Yeah. So Dean's crush.
Wait, who is the guy who looked like he said looked like Dio? I mean, I have a guess. It was Chanu.
Chanu, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he's not part of your.
He's like my bias wrecker, ganyan, sometimes.
Ish, may mga.
Wow, this guy is a wrecker.
This guy is a
wrecker.
Yeah.
This guy.
But he's a cute baby.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so it's Junho. So you think that he's the type who has chicken nuggets?
Yeah, I feel that.
Did he look like the doll?
That doll looks like anybody. But if you think about it, I mean, he has enough swag to carry around a chicken nugget.
Oh, yes!
Good point.
Yes, that's true.
I get that.
That's true.
He can pull it very out. GD kind of thing. Yeah. Right. Like, he can pull it out.
Swags and chicken nugget. Like, yeah. So, I have a swag with a chicken nugget.
Yeah. So, Junhwe, or Juno, Junhwe,
is Junhwe.
Yeah, Junhwe is this guy. So, this is Dean's bias.
Wow! Can I see again?
Oh my god!
Look close.
Like it is so far
well,
away.
That was my second choice. First, actually, the strong nose.
Yeah,
right.
I thought like that she was about to point towards him, and then it's straight towards Via.
But this is the nose that
Hanbin's nose.
That's
true.
Yeah, that's true.
So. I did choose. Like, I had to choose between his nose and which we played. Right?
Yeah, we played it.
I picked Hanbin's nose.
Oh, okay.
Junior smile. Or
something?
Yeah, Junior
smile.
May guesses. Yeah, so, but it's still wrong. Okay.
No. But you can be happy. Because this is really Pao's bad.
Yay!
Oh, that's
correct!
Yeah.
You are
correct. I got
but
one right.
So this is not... But that is not
Bobby.
This is Bobby. His name is Bobby.
Yeah,
Bobby.
So Bobby.
Bobby.
And he loves Winnie the Pooh.
So that's... Bobby is different from B.I.?
Yeah! Yes!
I thought B stand... for Bobby, and then I stands for something else.
No, no. B.I. is one person.
It's Hanbin.
It's Hanbin.
Hanbin.
And so Bobby is B.I.
So Hanbin, B.I. is Hanbin's rapper name. Bobby, his Korean name is G-Won.
Kim G-Won.
Kim G-Won,
but he
like
usually
yeah,
says,
he changes.
No, Bobby.
Yeah, yeah.
That's his rapper
and,
name.
And the way you described him as... Like, if he smiles, oh, what did you say?
Yeah,
like,
he has happy eyes.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
So, like, you got
exactly.
that on
yeah.
point.
That's so.
So, awesome. That's why you like him. Yes. Happy eyes. Oh.
With that. Oh,
with talent.
It's all about the talent.
Talent.
Yes, super. So, what do you think he does?
So, what do you think
is
his position?
Position?
Well,
his
rapper.
Position is
rapper. Oh, what did you say?
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Rapper.
No!
Rapper. Point the one who's there because of his talent
oh,
and
yeah.
not his looks.
Can I do this or it will be edited out?
Do it, do it.
Do it, follow it. Because we have to show there. Yeah?
I'm
they
so
have
curious.
To know. You have to know.
You're curious?
I'm curious
it's
who you
think. Evident.
Ito, is it Union?
Si Union.
I mean, look
that's
at him.
That's Pao's number two.
Oh yeah, my gosh, Pao.
Yeah.
Why?
Because... You should actually watch Mix and Match and Win.
And
oh my gosh,
yeah.
This
is him.
Yo-Yo.
One out of three. Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad.
For
not
someone
bad.
Who doesn't know anything.
Yeah.
So now it's your turn to pick.
Oh, yeah.
Based
Mix
on visuals
match.
Alone.
Yeah.
I think... The most consistent one is...
You're gonna pick based on consistency.
This one.
Wow.
One.
Oh, you're like
Jin-Han.
I think that's really your style. Yeah.
To be fair, he was kind of our first.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
our first bias.
Oh, no one likes him anymore?
No. I mean, once you get to know other people, that,
yeah.
like, in the initial episodes, you get to pick initially, top of mind.
Yeah.
So, like, in terms of personality, who is the most dominant one? Parang in a group, he's the one, hindi leader eh, but he's
oh,
the one who kind of...
Like in variety.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
June, probably.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
June Hanbin.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Jinna is, I know. Who do you think is the eldest?
The eldest.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, yeah. yeah. The eldest.
Who's the eldest?
Oh, really?
Who's the eldest?
Who do you think?
I think B.I.?
No.
No, he's not.
He's actually
child.
In the middle.
So who's the oldest?
Jinan.
He's the know how to pick na. How old is he?
93 or 94.
Wow, that's old.
Wow, girl.
94.
94. Bobby and you are 95. And Hanmin is 96.
96. Hanmin is 96.
Yeah. Are you like calculating our age gaps right now?
Yeah.
You're standing X1. Okay.
Yeah.
So they're like 14 years old.
I avoid the children.
She goes for the older looking.
Yeah.
The mere fact that, you know, she said that she doesn't know anything about Aiko.
Yeah.
But she got at least one right.
That's,
and the bases so are actually kind of on point.
Pretty on point. So,
so I mean, like, strong noses, and Hanbin really has the strongest
nose. Yeah, yeah. He really does. Like, you can't refute that. So,
so that's just the pre-round. That's like a warm-up game to the real game that we're going to play. So the game is basically very simple. PD Nim will basically show Gorgy photos of four Icon members. So four, kasi baka pag ginawa nating pito, baka concert na hindi pa kami tapos. Gorgy will describe each of the four members to Dane and I, and we will try to guess based on her description. So just a disclaimer, we actually gave her a license to murder the descriptions.
To be as honest,
to be as
and,
honest
like...
and as raw as possible.
Yeah.
And that's okay, right?
She is laughing silently right now. I think we're going to cry in this
I'll
round.
Be nice.
I have a feeling that PD Nim will have a hard time editing this episode.
Only one answer, so one and then chance to steal the other person.
Okay, do we have to like, raise
we just
our
have
hands?
To say
Dane. Yeah.
Our name.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. This picture.
Okay, let's start with this one.
Okay. So round one.
Round one.
So this person has very angular features. And then
we'll see more.
Actually, he's one of the better looking ones. Yeah, but when I saw him in the group, you don't actually notice him. He looks like the quiet type.
Dane. Dongyok.
Yeah!
Is that so angular?
He's one of the lesser known that.
Yeah.
He's so good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like in a group, like yeah, he's not the one of the more
loud. He's not like loud like Jin Ho.
Yeah.
But
he's not one of the more prominent.
These pictures though?
Huh?
Did you pick these pictures or random lang talaga sila?
What do you mean?
As in random pictures lang.
Yeah, these are random pictures.
Yeah, he looks quiet.
That was a picture. Okay.
Yeah, I told her to describe this.
Yeah. He's like the sweetest, like the nicest, good kid.
He's a really good kid. Yeah. Like a church boy, good
kid. He was like class president when he was in school.
And he was really intelligent.
And then what's his position? Vocal.
Dancer.
Yeah.
He dances and he sings. Just sing.
Just like you had.
He does choreography.
Wala na ako dun.
Oh, this is Dongyok, by the way.
Yeah, so that's
Oh my god, I thought that was Bobby.
No, Bobby.
No, this is Bobby.
This is Bobby. This is Dongyok. Okay. See? That's why, what you said a while ago, the dolls can be anyone.
Ah, yeah, that's true.
It's in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah, but he has a quiet aura. That's why.
Yeah, he has a quiet aura.
Fun fact though, he's an ENFP.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Weird, right?
Just like you?
Yeah.
Ooh.
So don't give descriptions based on our previous mini game. Pala. Kasi
the
other
picture.
Ones. Yeah. Just based on the picture.
Yeah, I totally guess.
Really. Like, for example, this is the one where I think is talented. Let's describe really on the looks.
Okay.
It may be what you
inject
think.
Some
like yeah. For example, when in Dongyuk you said like in a group photo, he's not the most.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Maybe you could put that.
The angular features give it away a little bit.
I think this guy is deep, and
I already know who this is. Oh, I think, but like I don't want to say.
Give another one.
Like
I may be wrong. I know Gorgy too well. I think.
so hard.
They just describe what you see.
What you see,
man.
See, as in walang ano?
What you see? Oh, I mean, you don't have to make like extrapolations from the look. Okay, I mean, just describe the look.
He has one look in picture.
Oh, yeah, what? Yeah, something like that.
You're so mean.
I mean, describe this and this.
Is it a good look, at
I
least?
Don't know. Just describe what
surface
they
level.
Look.
This
surface
guy
level.
Has D.O. lips. You know, that's all.
Oh, deep and B.O. lips.
Alam mo na?
Feeling good just from like your guilty face. June.
No.
What?
He looks deep.
Wow.
No.
Jinan.
No.
B.O. lips.
Let's be eyes. Oh, by the way.
Oh my god, yeah, there are like fan accounts
yeah,
that say
right,
they look the same.
Right. This yeah. guy looks
he is deep.
He is
feeling good, you know, for
it's
him.
It's actually
to be
really scary
the
that
leader.
He is.
Okay, this guy has a slightly bent nose. And he has a long neck. He has thick eyebrows. He has an oval face. With a, it's not a strong chin. In all his pictures, his nose is slightly bent. It's not straight.
Like that?
A little bit, yeah.
Do you say he has an oval face?
Oval, yeah. Not
so like
angular,
not sharp.
Not sharp.
Oh, Dane.
Dane.
Chanu?
No.
What? A bent
he has,
nose.
Oh.
Fao. Yunyoung.
No.
I thought about that too. Is it June?
Yeah.
He doesn't have a bent nose.
Yes.
He has like
a... Oh, no, all his pictures before.
I don't look at the nose. Unless super long naka-stand out.
Yeah.
Diba? But don't you agree? Parang his nose is slightly to the side?
It's like wider than Hanbin's. So like I can't even imagine it getting bent because it's wide. You know what I mean? And not pointy enough to be bent. I don't know.
Or maybe we should show a picture of his side view.
Yeah.
Just to prove a point.
I thought Yun Yong too, just cause...
Yun Yong din yung naisip ko.
Parang yung nose niya can be.
Diba?
Yeah,
it's not
pwede,
centered.
Pwede.
But then, I mean, Yun Yong is angular, I feel like. Like, the oval face
pwede.
I thought was gonna be Yumi.
Look at this one. Look at his nose. His nose is not, like, he's...
Well, yeah, right.
Right.
There,
but
yeah,
his
yeah,
nose
right.
is slightly bent.
Yeah, I get what you're saying now. We just call it Abu Pabu's nose.
I was actually thinking of Chanu also.
Yeah, because his nose
right.
is not as perfect as Hanbin's.
Yes.
But it's nice. You can tell that there's like... Yeah, anywho.
Oh,
and
this
oval
guy
face.
Looks...
Last one.
Do,
okay, last.
No. Doe? Doe-like?
Like a deer? A
uh-oh.
Female deer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pow!
Yeah.
Jinan.
No. Very innocent.
Yunyoung.
No.
What?
Oh my gosh.
Who else is innocent? Who else is innocent? So true.
Yeah, but that is so annoying.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
I
don't know
when
what happened.
She said, look, I'm like, yeah, Chen.
Because his eyes are bright.
Oh.
Look like,
yeah.
like
very round.
Well,
very
yeah.
round.
Yeah.
And shiny.
He's adorable. Oh, yeah. He's cute.
Grabe, anong era ba yung mga pictures?
No, just randomly.
Recent.
I have no
like,
idea, to be honest.
It's
not
right.
my fault, right?
Don't blame the game master.
We love PDNM.
Like how we surprisingly soft at that.
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
Yeah.
I know. We have to
yeah.
No,
hindi nagkulang si Gorgie sa
to be fair.
Adjective.
Okay,
yes.
ito. That's me describing them. From a newbie's perspective,
yeah.
right? How would you describe
okay.
Chanu?
Big eyes,
okay.
cute.
Okay,
that's
cool.
Big
eyes
with dimples.
Cute dimples.
So like when
okay,
I see like,
lips,
a new picture,
lips.
Okay, so this guy, he's cute.
So he has dimples.
Yeah,
okay.
yeah.
Then let's
yeah.
go to the last, to the second one.
Who?
June. How would you describe
actually? You did everything right except the nose.
Yeah.
I got super thrown
got,
off
I
by
got
the nose.
Really?
Because like strong brow, oval face.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
that's June, but then
yeah.
a bent nose.
When
yeah.
she said the eyebrows, I was thinking
I was
June, but he doesn't have a bent nose.
Yeah.
yeah.
And then the first one was
I got the first one.
Oh yeah, you got.
But Hanbin.
Hanbin.
How would you describe Hanbin?
Actually, the nose, full lips, the nose, the nose. Yeah.
Because I told her not to talk about the nose. Because
right. Yeah. So we have to redeem ourselves, though. I think in our last round, which is where Gorgy will be listening to some Icon songs, which for sure she has never heard of.
Yeah.
So she is listening to songs on headphones. And then she will try to sing or hum or make sounds copying the song she's listening
this
to.
This could be a group effort.
I'll try,
Yeah. We can, like, team up to guess the song she's murdering. Yeah. and hopefully we get them right.
Maximum 2 guesses?
Okay. Yeah, okay. Sure. Shall we start with the first song? PD Nim, play that song.
And the DJ.
Your DJ,
DJ play that song. Yeah.
Love scenario.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, this is my type. It's so horrible. That was easy.
Actually, I can hear myself. I hear
it. It was pretty accurate.
It was pretty good. It's pretty accurate. Like, wait, can you just say you've never heard that song
ever?
Because it's the greatest song of the year. That's 2018.
Like, yeah. Okay. And it's made Hanbin
in some Korea
win songwriter phenomenal. Of the year.
How about GG? They're so
the next one.
Song of 2019.
Oh, you know what, Gorgy? You're really in deep.
You're really,
yeah.
For you to see that.
To bring that up on a random conversation, that's not a standard.
And you know, like, for a young group and compare it to the song of
girl,
like, bravely affirm it.
I should listen to that song and judge it.
Next song. Okay, next song.
Give her a hard one. PD name.
Yeah, mix it.
Oh, best friend. Is it?
There's no intro, but
then I just realized that wasn't even a voice. That was just
it's just the intro. No one's singing yet.
But you don't.
But okay, you did it. That was a good job.
You did good.
We should really give that to you.
Yeah, it was you more than us.
Maybe PD and you can fast forward it a bit.
In the middle.
Wait.
She's singing already. You can do it. Do anything.
I'm so lost. Is there a chorus? Just when I'm starting to feel it, it's like
I'm feeling.
Wala bang rap?
Wala bang clues? Ito, yan na yung chorus.
Fairness, they're singing.
What is this?
Fairness, it's a good song.
Can you sing it to us? So we know.
She's getting a feel of it.
Oh, she's, now she's just...
She's just into it.
Ito na. Here's your rap. Here's the rap.
That is the best. That's my favorite part.
I think wala. Kundi hindi na makuha best friend. the more famous
ones. See, that's why I knew
jerk.
It.
No, just go.
Yonyeong's favorite.
Oh my god.
It's a hard one. Kasi yung best friend, umpisa pa. Best friend.
Pero the rap part. The rap part.
I think I lost the whole dun sa rap part.
But it's a non-entity.
And when I'm getting the feel of it, parang iba na yung kanta niya.
Ah.
Diba? Parang hindi niya.
But you like that.
I like that one.
There's more. You probably like Perfect. And Adore You. Oh my gosh,
okay.
I cried.
Next
You're
song.
So
yes,
more please.
Wait, first time
ko marinig
eh.
Oh, sige. She's trying to be familiar.
She has dance moves, by the way.
The rap parts are not eligible. Never mind, hit up now.
As in birthday, ba?
Are they fans?
Oh, here's the chorus. Here's the chorus.
Keep going.
Wait, what's that? Oh,
oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh,
oh,
oh,
Please answer.
See my guest.
You go.
Okay. Was it Cocktail?
It is Cocktail. Yeah.
By the way, yan yung intro and outro
of
song
the podcast.
Oh yeah, actually, I heard the first part.
Yeah.
And I was about to say, get ready, podcast.
It's a nice song, right? Don't they have such a diverse portfolio?
In fairness, yeah.
And it's self-produced.
Really?
Yeah.
So who produced this one?
Probably Hanbin.
Yeah.
Hanbin.
Yeah. He writes
everything.
Help with some
people,
but then, yeah.
Oh,
they write
nice,
their own
nice,
music
nice.
And everything.
I have to say. Yeah. Smart discoveries like this, yeah, make me, you know. You want to listen to the song.
Ah,
very
okay.
Good. Very good. Do you have a Spotify account? Listen to it.
that's a nice song.
Yeah.
And the one before it.
Just go.
Go.
Yeah. Okay, next song.
Chorus, na ba?
alam niya kung ano yung chorus.
Is it like upbeat or like slow?
Mm-hmm. sometimes it's exact, but if you don't know which part of the song, though, you won't be able to.
So it's an upbeat.
Who's
song.
This person singing right now?
Yung gusto mo.
Sino ba yung gusto
yung,
mo?
Yung
Ariel.
Wait, sino yun?
Si Jinan. Oh.
I was wrong. Baby, come on. Hindi.
Patapos na yung song.
Fail.
One answer.
Ano ba yung song na last si Jinan?
Okay, sige. May paparating na na baka makuha ni Riz. Okay. Ito. Riz. Pakihawa niyo mo!
Don't forget us. I don't. Wait lang.
Ah, go. Oh my gosh, it's a box song!
Si Jinan ba yung last
na? Ayokong... Na 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 something like that though.
Or as in yun na yung totoong lyrics.
Pero tama yung tono.
I feel like okay, getting it again.
Oh, wala na. Na 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 na.
Na 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 na.
Feeling ko if I say the word they'll get it.
Okay, so there's English.
Ah, if you say it.
Pwede din.
Ay, ako, you guys will be so annoyed.
Is it my type? No, there's no English there. It's not don't forget. No. Hindi.
Parang hindi.
Can you sing again?
Yun. For me, that's it.
Give up.
Feeling ko she's trying.
Rhythm
ta. Na 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 na
One more.
Do it, Kim, do it.
Okay, let's do this. This is my version. Okay. Let's hear PD's version. PD, Kim, show them how it's done.
Yung sa part na hinahum niya.
Rubber band.
We gotta go.
It's rubber band. My God.
Oh my God. That was hard.
Didn't tagal. Oh my God. Tsaka yung sa umpisa pa lang, nakuha na niya yung yung ano, yung
umpisa pa lang. Why is it rubber band?
Oh, it's my favorite song.
It's also
favorite?
It's our favorite.
So, yung may rubber band.
Go Mujim, Daddy.
So it's about a couple na gusto na nilang mag-break pero they cannot.
It's a tense rubber band. Kasi they're trying not to hurt each other. Yeah. You know who wrote the lyrics?
B.I.?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Very.
Based on picture.
One more song, B.
Yeah. Wait lang. Wala pa itong kumakata.
Bling bling to. Bling bling.
Yes, that's correct.
That's bling bling. What did you think of that song?
Natatakot ako magsabi na, oh, give us a hard one. Yung rubber band.
Yung rubber band ng hirap.
Para tama naman, pero hindi na talaga nag-register. Wait lang. Mm. Pati daw in ko, sige.
Let's wait for the chorus.
Nen 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 nen
It is rhythm talk.
Rhythm talk.
Yes, that's correct. Oh, that's when we're kidding.
You know how about it's a rhythm.
In fairness, no, that's really a hard song.
That's hard, yeah. But you
actually
did
really sing too.
Yeah.
It's very difficult.
Some more than the others.
Any standouts?
I like the Rubber Band. This one is also nice.
Long Time No See. I think you like Just Go.
Long Time No See, they wrote pre-debut.
Are you
in their first reality show?
Second. I like it when it's less rap and more rhythm. You feel the groove.
Yeah. They have a lot of friends.
Watch the Rubber Band choreography is really
So it doesn't have an dance.
Are we still
girl
there?
We're so
I haven't seen the video.
We will end this episode so you can watch.
Because
we don't have a
game
for that.
We will educate you in the dance.
It looks like I have to go to YouTube now.
Yes, it's a YouTube spiral.
I think Just Go lang yung hindi niya na.
And then with
a lot of struggle, Rubber Band.
Rubber Band, yeah. It's a struggle.
But the rest,
we can tapos namin yung kanta.
Okay naman. But yeah, I think in general, we failed Miss Ruby.
If they win, I win. If they lose, I lose. Let's win it all together. Yay! Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Thank you, Gorgie.
Gorgie.
Still plugging
her
room.
I'm pretty sure there are some iconics.
There's a crossover.
Also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As a trivia, Dane likes converting people from one fandom to iconic. Mm.
Yeah, so her first and most success story is me.
It's PDM.
That's true.
And then after, that was a very, like, quite a while.
It took a while. It took a lot of perseverance.
Yeah. It took a while to convert you?
I didn't watch Who Is Next when it aired in Korea.
Yeah.
So I just caught up. But before Mix and Match aired and before Show Me the Money aired, I was able to catch up already. Yes. So by that time, I was already a Team B person. Fun fact, when 2NE1 came to Manila,
Team A winner
was the one who headlined the opening act for them.
Yeah.
So at that time, I have no idea of Team A, Team B thing. Yeah, so I was teasing Dave like, Team A! And then when I watched Who Is Next, I'm like, oh no, I'm Team B!
So PD name.
And the draw is near for me to accept that I was wrong. Yeah. I wasn't able to pretend that I'm still... Yeah, just to spite her.
So Dane saw the series,
reality show.
and then you were influenced by.
She told me to watch it
during the Christmas and New Year trip.
So she told me
to
watch
them. So how about Pao?
Oh, they just asked me to watch. So, and then they asked me to pick Team A or Team B. I told them it's automatically Team B.
Yeah. So that's how
Without
it started
effort.
For you.
Yeah.
Ah, so we're all here because of Dane.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
fault.
You laugh, Gorgy. I will have a doll on your hand very soon. And it will look like no one except for you. You will name it whoever you feel it looks like.
So many thanks to our special guest for this episode, Gorgy.
Thank you so much for traveling with us and indulging our fangirl.
So that's it, and we'll see you again in the next episode.
Bye,
guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Gorgy.
Bye, guys.